540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There has been a big court turnaround tonight in that closely watched Texas abortion case. The latest from Len Cannon of KHOU-TV.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a Travis County court's ruling that would have allowed a Dallas mother to get an abortion. That's according to the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is representing Kate Cox. Her Houston doctor says her unborn baby is unviable and is putting Cox's life at risk by forcing her to carry it to term.
In Las Vegas, after this week's mass shooting at UNLV that left three faculty members dead.
Our emotions are swinging like a pendulum. It appears sometimes at one moment that people are fine, and then the next moment it feels like they're being knocked down by a tidal wave of grief and pain.
University President Keith Whitfield, UNLV, is scrubbing in-person fall final exams. In the aftermath of an earlier high-profile mass shooting, a Michigan teenager has been sentenced for killing four classmates and wounding seven others. Back in 2021, CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Relatives of students gunned down at Oxford High School and some who survived gave impact statements. Kylie Osage says she thought she heard a balloon pop and fell to the ground.
And I realized what had just happened. I was just shot, and I thought I was going to die.
Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and terrorism charges, tells the court,
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
The 17-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ethan Crumbly's parents await their own criminal trial. Jennifer and James Crumbly have been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. They are pleading not guilty. A TV and film star of an earlier era has died, Ryan O'Neal, dead at 82. A look back at his career highlights, CBS's Frank Settapani.
He first gained fame in the 1960s, starring in the primetime TV soap opera Peyton Place.
Dr. Rossi?
Yes.
I'm Rodney Harrington.
But it was the 1970 tearjerker Love Story that made Ryan O'Neal a movie star. The film earned him an Oscar nomination, and he followed it up with some well-regarded comedies.
On his way to California for campaign fundraisers, President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas, offering some transportation improvement specifics from the big infrastructure bill that he got through Congress.
Long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Wall Street finished up the week with Friday gains following a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. jobs market. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There has been a big court turnaround tonight in that closely watched Texas abortion case. The latest from Len Cannon of KHOU-TV.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a Travis County court's ruling that would have allowed a Dallas mother to get an abortion. That's according to the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is representing Kate Cox. Her Houston doctor says her unborn baby is unviable and is putting Cox's life at risk by forcing her to carry it to term.
In Las Vegas, after this week's mass shooting at UNLV that left three faculty members dead.
Our emotions are swinging like a pendulum. It appears sometimes at one moment that people are fine, And then the next moment, it feels like they're being knocked down by a tidal wave of grief and pain.
University President Keith Whitfield, UNLV, is scrubbing in-person fall final exams. In the aftermath of an earlier high-profile mass shooting, a Michigan teenager has been sentenced for killing four classmates and wounding seven others. Back in 2021, CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Relatives of students gunned down at Oxford High School and some who survived gave impact statements. Kylie Osage says she thought she heard a balloon pop and fell to the ground.
And I realized what had just happened. I was just shot. I thought I was going to die.
Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and terrorism charges, tells the court,
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
The 17-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ethan Crumbly's parents await their own criminal trial. Jennifer and James Crumbly have been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. They are pleading not guilty. A TV and film star of an earlier era has died. Ryan O'Neill, dead at 82. A look back at his career highlights. CBS's Frank Settapani.
He first gained fame in the 1960s. Starring in the primetime TV soap opera, Peyton Place.
Dr. Rossi?
Yes.
I'm Rodney Harrington.
But it was the 1970 tearjerker love story that made Ryan O'Neill a movie star. The film earned him an Oscar nomination, and he followed it up with some well-regarded comedies.
On his way to California for campaign fundraisers, President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas, offering some transportation improvement specifics from the big infrastructure bill that he got through Congress.
Long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Wall Street finished up the week with Friday gains following a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. jobs market. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Call us 844-967-2789. Dom, I would like to talk about Max Boot. Formerly conservative columnist at the Washington Post. Hell, they used to label Jennifer Rubin the same, but now they're just columnists because they're rhinos, apparently. They're just not sufficiently MAGA. But here is the opinion piece, and I'd like to start here this hour. The GOP's abandonment of Ukraine makes me ashamed to be an American. This is what Republicans are saying about Republicans at this moment. I'd like to share some of this. It's not often that I feel ashamed to be an American. Isn't that what Michelle Obama said? Didn't Fox News lose their frickin' minds? Anyways, as Max Boot here at the Post writes, but I was ashamed this week when the Senate refused to support a supplemental spending bill that would provide about $61 billion in urgently needed aid for Ukraine, along with $14 billion for Israel, and $20 billion for border security. All of the Senate Republicans, even those who had previously supported Ukraine funding, voted to filibuster the bill. Their stated position, they won't provide a penny for Ukraine unless Democrats agree to a sweeping, draconian overhaul of the United States immigration laws. And then Boot writes, I'm sorry, but that's not how serious political party or a serious country behaves during a world crisis. It's like saying to Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1941, we won't support aid to Britain as it battles the Nazis unless Democrats repeal the Social Security Act or rewrite the labor laws. Of course, most Republicans in those days were opposed to aiding Britain. A majority of Republicans in both houses voted against the Lend-Lease Act, enacted in early 1941, which allowed the U.S. government to provide critically needed war supplies to Britain and other nations deemed vital to the defense of the United States without demanding payment in cash. Thank goodness that in those days, both houses were controlled by Democrats, and Senate rules did not require a 60-vote supermajority to get anything done. Mm-hmm. Most Republicans abandoned their isolationism after Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. The GOP commitment to internationalism was renewed after 1945 because of a post-war Soviet aggression, and then, after the end of the Cold War, by 9/11 terrorist attacks. But since the end of Iraq and Afghanistan wars, Republicans have been increasingly returning to their pre-Pearl Harbor roots.
Curdy, the party's leader, former President Donald Trump, has even embraced the America First slogan used by the original isolationist. And just as so many of the 1930s isolationists, such as Charles Lindbergh, who were sympathetic to the Nazi party, Trump is sympathetic to Vladimir Putin's Russia. Public opinion surveys have reflected a sharp drop-off in Republican support for Ukraine. In a Gallup poll published on November 2nd, 62% of Republicans said the United States was doing too much to aid Ukraine, up from 50% in June. Max Boot continues, yet I confess that until last week, I had remained naively hopeful that Congress would still do the right thing. After all, strong majorities in both houses had supported Ukraine funding bills in the past. Moreover, the current aid request is a pittance in the context of a $6.1 trillion federal budget, 0.98% to be exact, that's less than 1%. And most of the funds would be spent in the United States to support our own defense industry. The new House Speaker Mike Johnson had initially voted for Ukraine aid before turning against it, but in recent weeks, he sounded much more supportive of Ukraine, saying, quote, we can't allow Vladimir Putin to march through Europe, and we understand the necessity of assisting here. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, whose father was a U.S. Army soldier in Europe during World War II, has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine. Honestly, I think Ronald Reagan would turn over in his grave if he saw we were not going to help Ukraine, he said last month. Yet now both leaders have taken the position that, as Johnson wrote this week, supplemental Ukraine funding is dependent upon enactment of transformative change to our nation's border security laws. Good luck with that, Max Boot writes. The last time Congress enacted a major bipartisan immigration bill was in 1986 when Reagan was in the White House. Lawmakers from both parties have been laboring for decades to craft another major bill. A decade ago, the bipartisan Gang of Eight thought they were close, only to have the deal fall apart. So it's hard to take Republicans at face value when they insist on making aid to Ukraine dependent on breaking through decades of the legislative logjams on immigration. What are they linking? Why are they linking the two?
Ron Johnson!
The excuse heard from Republicans is they can't in good conscience support funding to defend Ukraine's borders when our own borders are so insecure. They think that by invoking the common word borders, they can pretend that the United States and Ukraine are in analogous situations. That would be true only if the Mexican army were invading southwestern United States to annex Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas while announcing plans to march on Washington to destroy the United States as a sovereign country. Needless to say, that hasn't happened. What is happening is that millions of desperate immigrants are trying to enter the United States legally and illegally in pursuit of freedom and economic opportunity, just like the ancestors of most native-born Americans. The spike in undocumented immigration is a serious problem that needs to be addressed, but it can hardly be said to threaten the United States' survival in the same way Russian invasion threatens Ukraine. By linking the two issues, Republicans are engaging in a bait and switch that gives them an excuse to do what their base wants, abandon Ukraine, while trying to blame Democrats for jeopardizing security around the world, as McConnell has charged. As Senator Brian Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii, told the New York Times, you can't say I'm for Ukraine, but only if I get this wholly unrelated policy enacted. You can't be for stopping Putin from taking over a country by force and then vote against providing Ukraine the resources to do just that. It is still possible that Democrats and Republicans will reach agreement on Ukraine funding, but the odds of Ukraine aid being approved look dimmer today than at any point since the Russian invasion, even as the Office of Management and Budget warns that U.S. support for Kyiv is running out. We're out of money and nearly out of time, is the quote. Ukrainians will fight on regardless, and they will look for help to Europe, which has already committed twice as much funding as the United States. But even working together, Europe and the United States have struggled to keep up with Ukraine's need for ammunition. There is no way that Europe alone can carry the whole load, especially not when Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a mega Republican's favorite foreign leader, is trying to block a $55 billion European Union aid package for Ukraine. The United States has abandoned allies such as South Vietnam and Afghanistan before, but this time the cost of support are much lower. No U.S. soldiers are engaged in combat in Ukraine, and the stakes are far higher. Ukraine is fighting the largest war in Europe that Europe has seen since 1945. If it loses, Vladimir Putin may be emboldened to attack our neighboring states, such as the Baltic Republics and even Poland, which are members of NATO. Other despots may be emboldened to aggression of their own, beginning with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Taiwan. And then we really will be back to the pre-Pearl Harbor world, all thanks to the Republican Party returning to its isolationist roots. Unless Congress reverses course, and soon it could be consigning our Democratic allies to slaughter and making the world a far more dangerous place. Max Boot, a former Republican, a conservative writing in the Washington Post.
Well, he's no Ron Johnson Republican, because if he was, he would tie the aid to Israel in Ukraine, not to the $20 billion of border security money being offered through the supplemental, but some other greater stoppage of all immigration at the southern border through magic formula or harsh action. I guess I saw a federal court earlier today say we can't take the migrants' children away from them anymore. And the press conference, remember the day I snuck down to Whitewater and I saw him at the press conference, he and Brian Stile? Both of them parroted the former president, Donald Trump, and the harsh policies that he would espouse and said, more of that, more of that. And it is shocking to me, the $20 billion that we're offering in new border money. And when I say we, I mean President Biden and his administration. Well, that's not sufficient. That's not enough. Maybe we're going to go squeeze Mexico for some more jing. This is such a ridiculous position to take because they can't accept yes for an answer. So it makes you wonder what they're really up to, Dom. Why is it that these Republicans are so opposed to stopping the advance of Putin in Ukraine? We've heard it from Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've heard it from a number of the House Republicans. And we see these unreasonable tie together, these poison pills from Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, and others. It's not about saving money. This is not some sort of effort to stem the debt. What is it, Ron, that makes you so affinity, gives you such affinity for the Russian people and their leader, Putin? I mean, I know you've traveled extensively there over the 4th of July, sir, but I don't get it. I mean, let's not forget, Ron Johnson had a front row view to history. Ron Johnson was there when Zelensky was being threatened, right? The Congress had already allocated the missiles, and Trump wouldn't give them. And in fact, in testimony given to us on the air, now that's not sworn, but Ron was standing right there in front of us when he said it, Dom. He encouraged Trump to actually give the missiles. Money's already been allocated, Trump. That's what Ron told us, right? But this very same man, he knows the gravity of this circumstance. He knows the last guy went to impeachment over this very issue, arming up the Ukrainians so they can self-defend. So we don't have to go jump into this war. Are we trying to start a war? Because if it gets worse, if they trample more borders, if they go into Poland, they roll into a NATO country feeling emboldened. Now we're in a ground war. We, the American people, like it or not, that's part of NATO. And I know these Republicans, I mean, hell, they're all willing to pull out of NATO. Screw NATO. Screw the United Nations. I mean, I heard this. This is their proposition. They were all bragging about it at their debate the other night. Who needs the United Nations? Well, Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador, she had a slightly different take on it. The moderate one said, well, we'll just defund the United Nations. And the World Health Organization, of course, because they were with Fauci during the pandemic. It's Friday. We air grievances. Yours could be next. 844-967-2789. Max Boot, former conservative columnist, says the Republican Party makes him ashamed to be an American.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
You know, earlier today, we received a text from God's country. Our friend Dana listening on the Eagle texted in, "Please tell me Ron Johnson should be worried. Please tell me Ron Johnson should be nervous. Please tell me Ron Johnson should be scared." I think Ron Johnson should have a good effing criminal defense attorney. Just one man's opinion. If Kenneth Cheesebro's dropping testimony in the state of Wisconsin, well, that could not bode well for our U.S. senator. And it's time. It's time. I mean, I cannot believe
he's dropping testimony. That means Attorney General Josh Call is doing some sort, or somebody's doing an investigation into the false electors and the whole circumstance. Of course, Ron Johnson was a big part of that, man. He was going to be the one to deliver the documents.
844-967-2789. We air grievances on the Fridays, but you know, they can't be all me and Dobbs. We've got to include you in this as well. Guys like Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
You know, you were talking about the Russian relationship with the Republicans. In 2016, Trump lost the popular vote by 3 million, but won only because of the electoral vote. According to the FBI, he wouldn't have won that if it hadn't been for Russian interference.
Now, I don't know if the FBI specifically said that, Bill. I don't think they ever went that far, because that would have been pretty newsworthy. I would have made a note of that. There was certainly Russian troll farms. I mean, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right, there was violence being incited around Red Arrow Park, if I recall. They wanted people to be turned against one another, incited, and perhaps dissuaded from voting for someone like Hillary Clinton.
But also, do you remember when Putin was sitting next to Trump, and Trump said, "Did you interfere in the election?" And Putin said no. And Trump said, "There you have it." Now,
I don't know why he would, though.
That, right. But they believe that's good enough to get their election, to get them in the election. And then he helped Wanker. They laundered money through the NRA and gave it to Wanker with Rojo. We know he got something from the Russians. Of course they don't want to go after Putin.
Bill, do you recall here's a headline I do recall, and you talk about the Russians giving money to Ron Johnson. There was a very credible story in many reports that the Russians had funneled money through the NRA, and the NRA gives grandiosely to specific Republicans, including Scott Walker, the former governor here, who was the recipient of $4.5 million, I believe. And I believe, if memory serves, Ron was in the column for like $3.6 million. And if you'll recall, and I'm not saying it's related, but maybe it is, Russian spy Maria Butina greeted Scott Walker the day he announced his presidential run. She was on the rope line in Waukesha, and he said he met her at the NRA event in Tennessee, if I recall correctly, and then greeted her in the Mother Russian, Bill.
The point is, no wonder the Republicans don't want to support Ukraine. It's a no-brainer. It shouldn't boggle anybody's mind. They don't want to kill the golden cow. Why would they? Russia's helped them too much. You know, Fox News, I think it was, the guy that just got canned, of Tucker. His show was on Russian TV.
Yeah, Russian.
I mean, go figure. Go figure. No wonder they want the Russians. No wonder they want Putin. They can't afford to walk it back. They're in.
Bill, I think you're probably close. I got to infer that's the case, right, Ron? I got to infer the evidence. I appreciate your call, Bill. Air your Friday grievances here on the Devil's Advocates. It's your time down here at 844-967-2789. Time for Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hello, Mark.
Well, Scott Walker. Hey, guys. Scott Walker couldn't learn French, but he could learn Russian. That's kind of ironic.
When did he screw up the French? I remember him screwing up the Molotov instead of Mazel-tov. but what did he screw up in French?
Isn't that why he flunked out of Marquette?
Dropped out of Marquette in good standing with like a 2.64 ERA, my understanding. We've always speculated he dropped out because he had to provide insurance to the baby mama. And what do we reference? The fact that allegedly Scott Walker impregnated a girl. His parents encouraged her to abort it. And we have this information from the woman who still stands by her account. Not the woman that had the child, but the woman that was in the delivery room and did stand up in that woman's marriage to another man, not Scott Walker. She's a doctor up in Minnesota, and her lawyer still stands by that account. That's why I feel free to repeat it on the air.
Yeah, it's remarkable. So, I mean, Scott Walker, it's of no surprise. Scott Walker has all the class of a flesh-eating bacteria, and he's proved that since, you know, he was county executive. And even when he's in the Wisconsin.
You and the kids are just been indoctrinated on the campuses, Mark.
Yeah, right. I left the campus long before Scott Walker was even in Wisconsin, I think.
Any other
1980.
Thoughts or grievances? No. And that's a contrast, because as you well know, Mark, Scott Walker never graduated. 844-967-2789. Now that he's a rich man of leisure, do you think he could go back and make his mama proud and get the prerequisite credits for graduation?
I mean,
a lot of players. No. I saw some former Badger player at age 40 was going back to finish his degree because, some people have a sense of completion. And then there's how Scott Walker treated Foxconn. And, of course, his college education. Just walked away from it.
You know, some folks just aren't great, you know, sitting in a classroom doing the learning stuff, man. You know,
nor was I.
So
I got the piece of paper before I left campus eventually.
Well, you decided to do that, and, you know, that's your choice. Whether or not he Scott Walker would go back, I mean, I highly doubt it. To what end? I mean, he's getting $800,000 as executive director of the Young Americans.
Couldn't he go back to some Bible college at least? I mean, couldn't he get some preacher kid credits?
Just go buy it. Just go buy it from some Bible school, perhaps.
Like the Regency School of Broadcasting and Law, where two of our former Supreme Court candidates came from. I bet you he could buy a degree from there. There's got to be some diploma mill where these Republicans turn out theirs.
Yeah, and you can do it online. You don't even need to go anywhere.
Well, he could go where Hipsch didn't graduate from, Oral Roberts.
I mean, as an adult, and I appreciate if someone had it in their mind that they want to go back to school and finish, you know, a degree that they never got to. That's fine, but come on, man. So what? I mean, Scott Walker right now, he's not going to go back and learn a new skill. He's already getting paid all the money he didn't get paid when he was taking the money from all the millionaires and billionaires back then. So he's finally getting, you know, the return on that effort as being governor of the state of Wisconsin. Why does he spend the time in a classroom, man? To what end? He's going to get more money from the Young Americans Foundation? I don't think so. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're airing the grievances. I'm not going back to school, man. Join us on the lines.
You went to school twice. I was shocked. You went to grad school and graduated.
I didn't do it then, man, because I wouldn't do it now. Join us now. 844-96-PARTY.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. After a Texas state judge gave a go-ahead on Thursday for one specific abortion for medical reasons, despite strong abortion prohibitions there,
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sent a letter warning doctors against that order, asking the Supreme Court to block it immediately.
Which it did. That report from Nicole Baker of CBS News, Texas. The 911 tapes have been released following the mass shooting at UNLV this week.
A lot of shots and then screaming.
How many shots?
Six.
Three university faculty members were killed. President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas to note,
we joined the people across the country, praying for the families of those killed, whose hearts have been broken by yet another horrific gun violence.
Vladimir Putin has run Russia for almost a quarter of a century, his war on Ukraine notwithstanding. He's running for re-election for another six-year term. And the U.S. vetoed a proposed U.N. resolution to call for a humanitarian ceasefire in the war in Gaza. This is CBS News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Overcast overnight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 41. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 45. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Freaky Friday edition, a happier, happy hour, rolling through it, airing the grievances. Yours could be next, 844-967-2789. I literally hate Scott Walker. Do you see the video he did, the Act 10 video recently? It looked like, like he was a hostage, being held hostage. It's like he stood in front of an American flag, and it was the lowest test video of all time. And it looked like a proof of life video, like guy's got a gun to your head, and you're just proving by holding up today's newspaper that you were alive today. That was the tone of the video. And then I'm really shocked, not shocked, but highly disappointed in the CNN. I can tell you why their ratings are down, because they had Scott Walker on the other day. They had the Wankinator on the CNN, you know, commenting on what it's like to lose to Donald Trump.
You got to love it, man. The Dropkick Murphys. That's why we played that in honor of Scott Walker, because when Scott Walker was running for president, that was his march up music. He walked out to Dropkick Murphys, ship it up to Boston. And they didn't like that too much. And they tweeted out, Scott Walker, please stop playing our music. We literally hate you.
It's a common sentiment. Don, we got some love here on the text lines coming in on the WAUK. I think this might be Jeff, and I'm afraid to say Jeff might be imbibing at this hour. Crudy, love, Dom 2. Crudy, you sexy thing. That's why I know he's drinking. Because I've never heard him use terms like sexy to describe me before.
Oh, you sick thing.
Here's what Jeff says. My grievance is that you slackers don't work on the weekends. Why, that's why we have best of shows every Saturday and Sunday at 5. We're going to have the replay of the Jeff Mandel interview we did on Wednesday, I believe it was. Jeff Mandel from Law Forward. Lots of great topics. The breaking news of the civil settlement with the false Trump electors, and a lot of good stuff on the gerrymandering suit. Could get something here in January in that front. Here's two other thoughts regarding Walker and his failure to not just win the presidency, but also to graduate from college. Cam from Nina says, I dropped out of college because I failed art class. My ADHD was too strong. Try nude figure drawing. You'd have done a little better, Cam. They'd have held your attention, I bet. One more. Walker can surely manage a DDB, Dom, a doctorate of douchebaggery. Thank you to all the text contributors. You can always text in, use the Shiny Civic Media app, or do it direct. Same as the phone line, 844-967-2789. A patient Madison Plummer on his way home. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, always, you guys rock. Love to see you guys.
Thanks, man.
My grievances are I wasn't acknowledged that you guys met me at the Jade Monkey.
I remember, and it was brief but meaningful in my life.
Well, that's good. My other grievances are that people call water heaters hot water heaters. It's just a water heater, okay?
What do you call the thing you drink water out of? Do you call it a bubbler?
It's a fountain.
A drinking fountain?
It's a water fountain.
Dom usually uses the hose, so thanks for the clarity. Any other political grievances?
He probably calls milk milk, okay?
No, not milk. Milk. M-I-L-K.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, I just have a grievance that no matter how much I try to point out facts about political ongoings, that the other, specifically relatives of mine that that are stuck in the Kool-Aid. They don't believe it. So, like, I'm not sure what to do.
Here's a thought. I'm sorry, your phone's getting a little bad on us there. We'd have kept you a little bit longer, but nobody changes Dominic's mind unless Dominic changes Dominic's mind. So my suggestion, Madison Plummer, because I've dealt with the most obstinate human being I've ever met. He's my co-host. If you want to change somebody's mind, you got to make them slow down. You got to make them be introspective. And many of them have set their decision in motion like in middle school, and they just have never slowed down and thought hard about their position. And like, why in sixth grade did I take this position? Because I got bullied on the playground. You know, you're a 42-year-old man now. Maybe it's time to reconsider. But if you think you're going to change a MAGA person or a Trumpster's mind by hitting them over the head with facts, well, doesn't work. Facts don't work. Facts don't change minds in real time. And those of us founded in the factual world, the truth-based reality here, it's so hard to hear, oh, you're not going to change their mind with facts. But if you slowed them down and said, hey, why, maybe they'd change their own mind. That's my only advice.
All right. Well, there's that. I think certainly what the topic, you're talking about, Crudy, you could slow me down and whatever. I'm never going to believe that, the religion stuff. Not going to happen.
No, but so many issues of politics, you have changed your mind.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. So
you're not going to change your character. A tiger doesn't stroke. Sorry, I'll let you go.
It depends on what the topic is. It depends on what the subject is. So, yes, people can be moved. Certainly, I've been moved as I've educated myself with your help, Crudy, on certain items and issues, healthcare, for example, as I've gotten older and gotten into healthcare and had to, some of these things all of a sudden now, oh, you're feeling them personally. Now they strike a mark for you. Now you get it. So there's some of that, certainly. But at the end of the day, if you're talking about, opinions are one thing and facts are another. And I certainly you can if you can look up at the sky and say the sky is blue, right? You can agree on those facts. Now, someone could say the sky is green, but it's not. So are you going to try to change their mind by pointing out that the sky is blue? Or are you going to just disengage from the conversation? Some men you just can't reach. What we've got here is a lack of communication. You know what I'm saying? So, do your part, Madison Plummer, keep being you. If they don't dial in, they don't look up and say, yeah, the sky is blue. And, you got to get a basis. You got to get a basis of conversation. You know what I'm saying? You got to, words have to have meanings. You got to be talking about the same thing. What does woke mean? All these different terms that are thrown out there, that people come at with different ways. And maybe you don't have an understanding of what the definitions of certain things are. You got to start real, 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 real basic like that.
Here's my final thought, and we'll move on to more grievances. It has been my experience, and I only speak from my own experience, Dom, that many Republicans don't change on a topic until it affects their life, until they've got a gay kid, until they've experienced a neighbor who or whatever. And then they will be considerate of changing their mind because it's affected their life.
Sure, but that's a human nature thing, man. I mean, it's real easy to say, oh, I don't care about that. It doesn't affect me. And all of a sudden it affects me. Now you care about it.
But I think many of my liberal friends care about people and are empathetic and compassionate for others before it happens to their family.
Sure, but
look at the pandemic. Look at who wore the masks, dude.
Not everybody has the empathy, man. Some of those things are taught. Some people don't have that. You can look at it the other way. There's a lot of liberals out there. Maybe all of a sudden make a lot of money. Well, now tax rates matter. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on where you're coming from, what your situation is.
I'm talking about
is.
Human empathy, things like wearing a mask during a COVID pandemic. And a lot of our conservative friends didn't want to do that unless, let's say, they had been hospitalized for 30 days because they got COVID. And then suddenly they wanted everyone to wear a mask around them and get your vaccines, et cetera. But only.
But what does that tell you?
If their lives were personally touched. Well, it tells me that I got to seek out common experiences where their lives have been touched. Because if it's about finding compassion for a stranger, it doesn't happen. Not amongst our friends over on Team MAGA.
Ironically enough, they all claim to be Christians. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, it's not so much a grievance as a observation. Here's here's the thing with Republicans that I see. Okay, for instance, this nonsense about they don't want anything to do with the European Union and all the rest of it. And come on. We've seen what happened after World War One, when we just became an isolationist country, okay? And they can't see that maybe that might happen again if you do something as stupid as to pull out of NATO. I don't get it. I never looked at them as stupid, my friends that are on the opposite side of the conversation, but now I do. Because you're just being plain ignorant if you think it's a good thing to pull out of NATO, which Trump would do, and all these different things. I mean, history will show you that wasn't a good idea. That led to World War II.
Well, have you ever started from the framing of, hey, do you ever know anyone to serve in World War II? Oh, yeah, my grandfather, da-da-da-da-da. Instead of starting from the framing of the current, here's what Trump believes, and I think you're stupid because you agree with the man. Because so much of what Trump believes is where they're getting their information. They'll change their frame of reference to whatever Trump tells them is the current flavor of the day. I mean, the man has no moral compass, right? He'll change with the wind, as do their opinions. Whatever Trump says, that becomes normalized.
Agreed. I mean, he's, if nothing else, he's proven that you can, he's led so many people astray that normally would have had a mind of their own. I don't know how he's done this. You don't. Dom doesn't. I just don't get it, guys. How did he do this?
He hates all the right people, and he tells them what they want to hear, and he gives voice to their grievance. And so many of the grievances here in the United States are financial grievances. And I love Bernie Sanders as a candidate. And much of his platform was talking about the 99% against the 1%. And it was a rigged economy. And it was rigged against us, the working stiffs. And that was very appealing to so many people. And, you know, he didn't ultimately win the nomination of the Democratic Party, but he was damn close. He was well on his way in 2020. But Trump stole some of those very same concepts and said, only I can fix it. It's rigged against you, but only I can fix it because I've been dealing with big business. I'm a builder. I'm a whatever. And he keeps promising that he is the solution. And they keep waiting for the solution. But so far, most of them are not disaffected. But to think you're going to argue facts and logic and somehow come to change their mind with the facts and the logic, I just think it's a waste of effort.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box, Mike, you are next. Happy Friday. Mike, what do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Hello, Michael. Mike. Hello,
oh,
Mike.
Hey, man.
Hey, there we go. All right.
Hey, Crudy, thanks for, you know, picking off my Bernie scabs and reminding me of how the people got stomped on in a primary. And if you don't think that was rigged, you know, you're still not caught up with Pizza Box Mike here. You know what? I think that the plumber guy, what was it, Don the plumber? Something like that, right?
Just Madison Plumber. Just a Madison Plumber. Okay, he doesn't Madison give his name, plumber. But I suspect I know his name.
Well, let me tell him something. He's worked with enough crap in his life that he can start tossing it back at him like I do on social media. It might not change their mind about it sure as hell shuts them up when you hurl combination obscenities and insults at them that they just can't combat. There's no resolve with these people. See, that's what I mean. People are like, wow, you sound like a real finely finished man. Hey, you're very observant. By the way, F you.
Pizza Box Mike, keep it FCC compliant on Outside the Pizza Box, playing out right here on WMDX, 7 o'clock. 30 seconds, man. Plug the show.
Yeah, man, if you're sick of the same things I am, help me cancel Christmas this year. No, really. Just serving up, hey, truth, justice, and equality with every slice. And if you don't agree with me, you can call in, and then I'll set you straight. How's that for 30 seconds?
That was about 28. Perfect. More devil's advocates. Still perfect when you call 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Hey, we are back for the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, toll free on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, before we get back there, I've got a grievance on behalf of a Republican rep. He's had a little trouble with a couple of staffers. Apparently he was going to lay them off and they got a little personal with him. And that's when it caught my attention, Dom. And I'd like to share it with the audience because this one's got me grinning. GOP rep claims viral row was about threat to expose daughter's OnlyFans account. Ooh, do tell more. The subheadline is wild. Here's what it says, Dom. Rep. Brandon Williams, Republican from New York, says a former senior aide led a threat to expose his daughter's OnlyFans account in a vindictive retaliation for the aide's firing. Speaking to Politico, that's where I found it originally, Dom, Williams alleged that his former chief of staff, Michael Gordon, and his former legislative director, Ryan Sweeney, attempted to get payback for their dismissals by using his 27-year-old daughter's OnlyFans profile. His claim comes after a video emerged online showing Williams angrily confronting Gordon, saying, "You F with my family, I'll end every relationship you have." Williams also told Politico that Sweeney, who filmed the encounter, said after, "Guess what, bitch? All I have to do is pay $7 to watch your daughter shove a phone up her," and then I'll stop there. Both Gordon and Sweeney denied the allegations Williams made against them. What do you think, Tom? I mean exposing
the Republican Party is in disarray, man. That's what it sounds like.
So this congressman told on himself to get ahead of the story. He went out there today and admitted to Politico he was trying to save his daughter the embarrassment by getting in front of the story and telling it to Politico.
Well, because of course the former staffer was the guy who recorded the confrontation, which you can find on Twitter, I guess. the embarrassment of your daughter. I mean, you're on OnlyFans, number one. I mean, stop, full stop. And you're 27 years old. You're a
grown up
adult. You know what I mean? So I'm not clear what the problem is.
You're pretty liberal libertarian on all these topics, though.
If you're the dad, you know, I mean, maybe he didn't know the daughter had the only, I don't know the circumstance, right? But there's two things. One, she's an adult. She can do what she wants. And if she's on OnlyFans, then she's probably not concerned about, you know, her privacy, right? The other side, if you're the disgruntled former employee, what, you think going after him for his daughter's OnlyFans is going to do something for you? She's on OnlyFans. I mean, I don't what are you talking about?
Chris Rock, comedian, funny guy, said once upon a time, I believe I'm going to attribute this to Chris Rock, and I paraphrase his comedy here. Dad's got one job, keeping his daughter off the stripper pole. And I would say the more modern version of that, Don, would be to keep her from having an OnlyFans account. You got one job, Dad. You're a U.S. congressman. I mean, really? She's an adult, but.
Right. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, they're out of the house. What are you going to stop paying the phone bill? You know, what are you going to do to a 27-year-old adult daughter? You're going to stop that? Good luck, man.
844. You would encourage it. You and Charlie Sheen. 844-967-2789. Doogie from Chi-Town. How you doing, Doogie?
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Good to talk to you. Good to hear from you. So I got one grievance, and it's something that you guys actually don't know, but you're about to find out. You've actually redone the show intro not once but twice, and I wanted to do it for you.
Oh, man.
I am open to a differing show intro as long as it includes Dom's name. Dom was absolutely sick of being excluded, Doogie.
Well, I like the sarcastic version of the original guy. So it's kind of like, you know, I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates. But you know, my voice sounds really crappy over the phone. You know, broadcasting it sounds just slightly better, maybe.
You'd have that on Dom then, Doogie.
Nice, thank you.
Oh yeah.
Appreciate the call. I'm not sure if that was a complimentary call or not, though. He's telling us he could do it better, which implies somehow it's not great. It is great, Doogie. Believe us. 844-967-2789. At least till we get another better version. A super greater version. Wisco Paul. There is no super greater version than you, buddy. How you doing?
Okay, happy Friday, Devils. By the way, Bernie would be there's hands down Bernie would have beat Trump. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, and today I'm happy for the engineer building down in Madison at the UW campus and the pay raises. They didn't get everything they wanted, but it's a good thing anyway for the Madison area. And I got a quick question here at the end of the day here. Hunter Biden, he's in a pretty big mess right now, and do you think it'll push Joe to quit, and maybe we'll end up with one of my favorites, Gavin Newsom? And I'll leave it with that, Devils. Good show today, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
We like to think they're all good shows. I don't think that he's going to quit, meaning Joe Biden, because of the legal travails of Hunter Biden. I think it's very ironic that this very same prosecutor was the same guy he had the plea deal with not 3 months ago, right? Now he's a special prosecutor. He gets hell from a bunch of Republicans in Congress because it's a sweetheart deal. And suddenly the man's been charged with 9 different charges for effectively not paying his taxes. But then he has subsequently paid those taxes, acknowledged his fault. And it sounds like a slap on the wrist sort of misdemeanor to be at worst case. The Biden lawyer, the son's lawyer, says if his last name wasn't Biden, he wouldn't have been charged in Delaware with gun crimes. Because who gets charged for owning an unloaded gun for 11 days for lying because, they use drugs? Have you ever looked on some rappers' Instagram pages? I'm just saying. Rico, you got like 30 seconds, man.
Hey, Rico.
Yeah, I just want to take off on Dom's Kool-Aid and Mook thing earlier. What we have here is a failure to communicate. And, you know, that Kool-Aid I talked about before, I'm telling you guys, man, that's a hell of a drug. That's hard to beat, man.
I thought cocaine was a hell of a drug.
A hell of a drug.
Thank you to all our fine guests today. They included Alan Robinson, sponsor with Herbal Aspect, and Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. Have a great weekend, everyone. Go Badgers. They're going to take out Arizona tomorrow at 2:15. Listen on the Civic Media stations. And Maggie Dawn next outside the Pizza Box right here in Madison. Friday night starting at 7 with Pizza Box Mike. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.